Well, Tuesday is always a good time to talk books, and for our first Tuesday book club after a wonderful supporter drive, Andrew Pappel back in the hot seat. Good morning, sir.
Hey, morning, Nick. How are you?
Very, very well, and it is very good to have you back on to talk a few books.
It is so great to be back in the book club. I want to give a huge shout out to everyone who called up, became a supporter, a cross supporter, drive supporter, a brekkie supporter, a final draft, supporter of 2SER.
You guys are amazing. Thank you all so much.
And of course, if you're slapping yourself in the head that you missed it, of course, it's not too late. 2SER.com, you can always become a supporter.
We do love it when people become supporters.
Oh, it's just fantastic. And of course, we've been off a little bit because of supporter drive, mm-hmm. and I've been away for a little while, but that means I've been doing lots of reading.
Good.
Really excited to be bringing you new books today and in the lead up to sort of the end of the year, Christmas. That's a time when you really want to be reading and you get to ask people to give stuff to you.
And the other way around. I made a rule many years ago. Books and booze are the only two gifts I ever give because I don't know anyone who doesn't drink or read.
There you go. Well, you're not allowed to give any presents to my new baby nephew.
Oh, it'd be a book. It'd be amazing.
We're teaching him. Look, today I've got an extremely powerful and I think an important book, something that I would encourage everyone to read. Stan Grant's Talking to My Country.
Wow.
Was published in March this year and it galvanised discussion around Australia's history, our future, and the relationship with our First Peoples. Now, Talking to My Country, it's a journey across Australia's terrain and throughout our history. Stan Grant offers up a brutal indictment on the legacy of European invasion that has left the oldest continuing civilization on the planet. And let's just take a second to get your head around that. The oldest continual civilization on planet Earth that's left them suffering the worst living conditions and life expectancy. So, Talking to My Country confronts the reader with a legacy of war, disease, and dispossession, not as historical artifacts to be studied. You know, sometimes we learn about our history just at school and we kind of forget that it exists. These are not artifacts to be studied, but as generational traumas that are impacting communities today. You're listening to this maybe in your car, maybe having breakfast. Someone is being impacted because of this. And Stan Grant wants us to really confront that. Stan Grant, he's a Wiradjuri man. He's the son of a Wiradjuri man and a Kamilaroi woman. And throughout Talking to My Country, he details the legacy of colonial invasion on his identity, reminding us that a range of terminology has been applied to his people, terms like Indigenous and many that really, you know, not appropriate on
not
radio.
Not appropriate at all.
That sought to categorise and define, somehow make them less than human, but never acknowledging their nation and their land. He tells the story of his family and ties to land, tracing his history and looking forward to his son. In fact, the narrative is underpinned and framed around a road trip taken with his son and the juxtaposition of country, Wiradjuri country, where he feels at home, it's his ancestral country, and the city where he lives. Grant illuminates some of the unacknowledged history of Australia, of people like the Wiradjuri warrior Windradyne, who fought for freedom on the borders of the early 19th century frontier and then sued for peace, seeking coexistence. Look, it's a history we don't fully acknowledge, and hence we really can't understand how it impacts us now in communities across the country. And I'm going to keep saying we, because I feel like we as a country need to be addressing this and how this legacy is manifest in our appalling record, deaths in custody, the racist taunting of Adam Goods, the policies of intervention that saw a police state brought to the top end. It's an immensely readable book, Talking to My Country. Grant, he's a talented writer. He's able to take us into the pain of his personal experience and open us up to the panorama of 40,000 years of history. It takes something to do that. It's not a long book. It's quite short, but he does so much with it. There's anger, there's despair, but there's also love and fierce determination. And Grant lets us take in these emotions, feel these emotions with him, and gives us a glimpse of this legacy of dispossession, but perhaps also hope. It's an amazing book, Nick.
I'm stunned with it. It's been on my list for ages. I've got to admit, I've been a bit lazy about getting around to it. But anyone who can take those personal stories and show that they are affecting a greater group of people, make that personal into the political,
yeah,
it's essential. It's so important.
I think it's something that is too often forgotten, and a term that I think we're beginning to understand more and more, intergenerational trauma, because the personal for Stan Grant is so much larger. And for so many people, this is not simply this happened to you. Mm. This happened to your identity, your history, your land. So much has been lost. And it's very easy, I think, as white Australians to feel like, I didn't do that personally, so why should I take personal responsibility? But the fact that we sit on land that 200 years ago was owned by someone else, that was never ceded, that was never, it was never sold, it was never bought, there was no reparation, there was no treaty. We enjoy the legacy of that dispossession. So we do need to face up to it. We do need to face to face with history and figure out, how do we move forward? How do we make something up for this?
And look, and you said it earlier, it's a really good time, a really good point. Occasionally we think of this as history, but it's not. It's happening.
Yeah.
It's now.
It very much is. And I feel like this is something you talk on and on and on about. I just think people need to go and read this. They need to consider this, and they need to consider their reaction when we do see events like a couple of years ago, the booing incidents with Adam Goods that had such a knee-jerk response that was not considered. Go out and read Stan Grant's Talking to My Country. I mentioned it's quite a short book, but you take your time with it. I would read a chapter and I would just sit there and just sit silently. Just look around yourself, look at your world, and try and figure out what this is, what this means now.
Powerful stuff. Mm. A great suggestion for the run-in to the end of the year. I know you've got plenty of other suggestions coming up. Where can people find a little more Final Draft?
So many books. Saturday morning, tune in, join me 10 a.m. on 2SER, and go to 2SER.com. On the website, you can discover a whole year's worth of books, shopping for everyone for that special time, the book giving season of Christmas.
It's on. It's on. Andrew, thank you so much. We'll talk more books next week.
Can't wait for it, Nick.